The House Local Government Committee will come to order. The secretary, please take the roll.
This is the House Local Government Committee, January 17th, 2017. Chair Grief.
Here.
Vice Chair Mandeville.
Here.
Vice Chair Swanson.
Here.
Representative Abbott.
Here.
Representative Bishop. Representative Curtis.
Here.
Representative Custer.
Here.
Representative Dunwell.
Excuse.
Representative Fern.
Here.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Here.
Representative Garner.
Excuse.
Representative Grubbs.
Here.
Representative Gunderson.
Here.
Representative Heyman.
Here.
Representative Hertz.
Here.
Representative Karjala.
Here.
Representative Kelker.
Here.
Representative Lavin.
Excuse.
Representative Skies.
Here.
Representative Trebus.
Here.
Representative Usher.
Here.
Representative Weber.
Excuse.
Representative Zolnikov.
Excused.
All right. We have a quorum. We do have a bill in front of us today. Before we get to that point, I want just a reminder to silence our phones. Now, I have to admit to the possibility that I have violated that myself today, and they were quick to convict me. And
Mr. Chair, may I have a question?
Yeah, Representative Usher, yes, sir.
I was wondering if you don't hear your cell phone go off, does it still go off?
Representative Usher, that didn't seem to convince the jury when I tried that this morning. All right. We're missing a few here, and which they may wander in as their hearings. But in the meantime, I think we should go ahead. And so I see that the sponsor is there. We welcome Representative Jones to the Local Government Committee, and look forward to your bill.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, and to the committee. I have a pretty simple bill here. I wish Representative Zolnikov was here, because it's actually removing redundancy related to public records, and I know how he loves public records, but this bill is actually a cleanup of House Bill 123 from 2015 that I carried. House Bill 123 was 52 pages, and I have it here. It was a pretty thick, and it was a total redo. And I'll read you the title of this. An act generally revising and reorganizing Montana public record laws, updating definitions and providing new definitions, clarifying access, blah, blah, blah. It goes on forever. What this bill does here, House Bill 221, and did I introduce myself? I didn't, did I?
Representative Jones?
I'm Representative Don Jones, House District 46 out of Billings, Montana.
Is that a violation?
And that is a J-O-N-E-S.
Representative Jones, is that a violation similar to the cell phone going off, I wonder?
I don't believe it is.
Oh, all right, sir. All right.
I did hear myself not saying it. So. J-O-N-E-S. I got in trouble for doing that one time, but okay. So House Bill 221 is removing some of the terminology that was not picked up when we went through everything. When I say we, it was Laura Sankey from legislative. And actually Mr. McDonald was very instrumental in picking up all the different areas where public records was identified. And it was spread throughout all the different sections. And so we said, you know what, we need to consolidate this, put it in one area, so that if you look at public records, you can find it. And Representative Custer, you were involved in, you've tried to find the public records section, so you're familiar with how you try to get this all together so that you know what you're doing. So this is repealing, or it's actually taking out 7-1-4144, which was just in a random section. Right now, everything is under 2-6-1003 and 1006 for access and fees. With that, Mr. Chair, that is my presentation.
Representative Jones, thank you. Do we have any proponents for the bill?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. For the record, my name is John MacDonald, MacDonald. And a couple of weeks ago when I introduced myself, I was I thought that most and at least the first bill that I was going to be here on was for my client, the city of Missoula, but I'm actually here on behalf of the Montana Newspaper Association today. And I want to thank Senator Jones for, I'm sorry, Representative Jones for carrying this bill. And as he said, this really is a cleanup issue that's related to House Bill 123 from the last session, the 2015 session. And essentially, as Representative Jones said, that bill was an effort after many, many years of the Montana Open Records and Public Information Laws. The terminology or kind of the idea people gave is that law was a cabin that we just kept building new buildings onto and adding new floors. And so all of the references to public records in Montana statute were all over the place. They were in the municipal code. They were in the code for public service commission. And so what was determined is that during the interim, they formed a committee to look at all of that to try to make it much easier for the general public to find out what the law is when it comes to public records in Montana. The Montana Newspaper Association, as a leading advocate in Montana for open government and public records, took a role in that, and along with Representative Jones and the chair of that interim committee, Senator Facey, worked with Laura Sankey at Legislative Services and Pat McCracken to try to find every single reference in every single code in Montana law having to do with public records. And I found out this summer that we missed one. And it had to do with the municipal code, and it was an old, outdated reference that we believe came in about 1971 or 1973 and had never been really updated since then. And so all this bill does is it strikes that code. It strikes that section of the code that Representative Jones cited. The only other issue that's in there is that part of code also had a very old reference regarding law enforcement exemptions. And one of the things that we did in House Bill 123 was to work with law enforcement and county attorneys and school officials as well to make sure that we had a reference in there for instances and the types of situations where law enforcement or a local government could withhold specific information if there was a concern about public safety or the safety of facilities. So that is in there as well. I will keep this brief at this point. If I could, I'd like to hand out just a real quick handout for folks.
Yeah, Mr. MacDonald, you may.
Thank you.
Page will assist with that.
And what I'm handing out is essentially just the new code that Representative Jones cited. I took the version, the portions of that I believe are relevant, which is really the introduction to it, the definition, so you can see that local municipalities are included in the public information law and they are subject to all of those laws, as well as the definition section, the exemption section, which has the law enforcement exemption in there. And with that, I will sit and be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Other proponents, seeing none, how about opponents? Opponents? Seeing none, questions from the committee? I missed informational witnesses. Thank you for the catch. Informational witnesses. Informational. Okay, now seeing none, questions from the committee? All right, Representative Jones, I have one.
Mr. Chairman.
And this has to do with just an item that I've not, that I guess I've not seen before. So just for clarification, on the last section on the last page, so you're saying new section, and we're just repealing, it doesn't list the numbers, but you're repealing what? You're repealing a whole section, or?
Yes. So the repealing part is a 7-1-4144. That is the part that will be taken out. And that's where it was left over. Mr. McDonald actually found this in the interim in there. And that's where we saw it and said, you know what, that should not be in there. We've consolidated everything under number two. And so the wording is kind of tricky, but that is what it actually does. It takes out 7-1-4144, that whole section.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Jones. Just clarification, I was curious on that.
And you, if you go back to the very section one, when you look as used in 7-1-4121, that's the rest of the story, if you're looking at that. So they've kind of gone around those numbers and said these are in there, but 7-1-4144 is out. Okay,
that makes sense. Others, questions, committee? All right, seeing none, that closes our hearing.
Would you like to close?
You get to close. I'm missing all sorts of things.
I was fine without closing. We were okay.
Would you like to close on your bill, please?
I do ask for a due pass. Some of the legislation or some of the verbiage that we had in 123 that had been there forever was that the counties had to save everything on microfiche. I mean, it was a requirement. And so microfish machines were, you know, becoming hard to find and to get it put onto the microfish machine. So that's how antiquated some of this section was. Some of it was good, but it was all consolidated in 123. This is just one effort to make it even more consolidated to make sure that it's in one section, and that's section two. Thank you for your time. I do ask for a due pass, please.
Thank you, Representative Jones. That would close our hearing on House Bill 221. Now, let me ask a question here of staff. Now, is this the type of bill that we could actually go to executive action and settle that today if we wished? We would want to discuss it first, but could we do that?
Mr. Chairman, that's up to your discretion.
All right, I want to open this to the committee. I'm going to make the proposal because of the straightforwardness of this bill and the appearance of it, that this would qualify in my mind for something that we could just move right along. So that would be my proposal to you as a committee, and I would open that up for discussion. So comments from anyone thinking either yay or nay on that?
Would you like me to move the bill for discussion?
In order to do that, we'd have to. I don't want to go there if there's some opposition to doing this. I don't see too many heads shaking there. Okay. Representative Swanson, are you good if we do that?
Good.
Representative Mandeville, you're good? All right.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 221 due pass.
All right. Now, this will be our, we've heard the motion. This will be our first executive action here.
Mr. Chairman, call the question. Can we go straight to the question?
All right. So we're open for discussion. Now we're not. We've called for the question. So House Bill 221 is what we're voting on. Let's do a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 221 has passed executive action. All right. That was quick business. Thank you, committee. We will... We will have executive action also on Thursday. At this point, we don't have a bill. We'll only open for a few minutes, but we should do that and pass that bill on and get that on to the House. So that would be Representative Fern's bill. And I do want to make a comment regarding that bill that and focus our attention on the bill itself. In our discussion, we got pretty broad and wide and further than we probably should have, but I think all of us were somewhat intrigued and kind of fascinated with the newness of this direction. And some of you have gone to some considerable lengths to research and learn about that. And Representative Curtis has been kind enough to even offer to share some of her extra work on that. And that was it's an interesting area and an area that going forward, we're going to hear more about that. But the intent of this bill is just what it shows, which is narrow and focused. And so we want to keep our eye on just that and not get detached from that. So we'll do executive action on Thursday, clean that up. And then we have some bills coming at us next week that we should have two or three getting lined up there. Representative Mandeville.
Mr. Chair, just occurred to me we didn't call for proxies during the vote. Would you have an objection to opening that back up for the proxy votes?
Not at all. Okay, so Vice Chair Mandeville, we do need our proxy votes. Let's open the hearing enough to discuss the voting here. So 221 is now open again for the proxy votes.
Representatives Lavin, Garner, and Zolnikoff vote aye by proxy.
And Mr. Chair, Representative Bishop votes aye by proxy.
All right. Thank you both. So we're records clear on that. We'll reclose House Bill 221. All right, and with that, committee, anybody have a question, anything to discuss? Beyond pointing out some kind of acknowledgement, I think, should go to Representative Fitzgerald and his tie today. Now, that's about outstanding, isn't it? You win the award. Very, very classy tie, yes. All right, with that, that concludes the meeting for today, House Bill, for House Local Government. For House Local Government.